An open letter written by Oakville MP and newly appointed National Transportation Minister Anita Anand is looking to encourage Canada-wide cooperation to fight the growing threat of auto theft both here in the GTA and nationwide. With this move, Anand is driving full speed ahead in her mission to combat constituents' still growing concerns about the threat of stolen vehicles. Over the weekend, she published an open letter to Canada's 13 provincial transportation ministers asking for their help, encouraging cooperation between all provinces and territories, especially when it comes to, as Anand writes in her letter, concrete action to address re-vinning. Anand says that national cooperation is needed to close loopholes criminals can use to resell stolen cars. Given the importance of addressing the issue of re-vinning, she wrote in the letter sent out October 27, 2024, I am asking all provinces and territories to prioritize this issue in order to further deter and prevent auto theft in Canada. The process of re-vinning a vehicle usually means altering the vehicle identification number, VIN, of a stolen vehicle, then replacing it with a new, different VIN to create a false appearance of legitimacy. Usually the reason thieves re-VIN a car is to make it easier to resell and export it overseas. But not all stolen vehicles find their way abroad, some stay here in Canada, sold to unsuspecting members of the public. To mask the theft, criminals can affix a new VIN to the stolen vehicle, with it either belonging to another real vehicle or just being a false VIN altogether. Anand continues in her letter, while the long-standing interprovincial record exchange can assist in detecting the re-vinning of vehicles, all provinces and territories need to participate fully in this system to close the loophole that is being exploited by criminals to resell stolen vehicles within Canada. Anand was recently sworn in as the new National Transportation Minister after the resignation of Pablo Rodriguez from the position last month. Read more here. Oakville MP Anita Anand sworn in as Transport Minister. Anand and her office say the long-standing interprovincial record exchange can assist in detecting re-vinning, but to be fully effective, all 13 provinces and territories must agree to participate. She also says that the provinces and territories need to make sure the record exchange technology they're using is up to date. This will help communicate with police around the country and deter criminals from working around the records. According to the Equité Association, an anti-crime organization funded by insurance companies, more than 70,000 private vehicles were stolen across Canada in 2023, including more than 30,000 taken in Ontario. Anand says those figures have dropped by 19% in the first half of 2024. A full copy of Anand's open letter, sent to the provincial ministers of all 13 provinces and territories, is copied below. As the newly appointed Minister of Transport, I look forward to working closely with you to advance our shared priorities. I am writing today to request a meeting regarding one such priority. Auto theft is a national crisis that impacts thousands of Canadian households every year. As our government has reiterated, all relevant parties need to be at the table to combat this issue. The federal government has taken several measures in response to this crisis, as outlined in the National Plan on Combating Auto Theft. We have amended the Criminal Code to introduce stiffer penalties, implemented bail reform, and increased surveillance to crack down on the export of stolen vehicles at our ports and rail yards. As a result of our collective efforts, auto theft declined 19% in the first half of 2024. The Canadian Border Services Agency, CBSA, has intercepted over 1,900 stolen vehicles this year, with 620 of those in the Greater Toronto Area. We have seen positive results, but we must continue to be vigilant and collectively take strong action to keep Canadians safe and protect our communities. Law enforcement agencies across the country are reporting that re-vinning and fraudulent registrations, pervasive issues that facilitate the sale and distribution of stolen vehicles, are on the rise. I understand that my predecessor, the Honorable Pablo Rodriguez, sent you a letter in May 2024 calling for provincial and territorial governments to step up to address auto theft issues in their respective jurisdictions. Specifically, he requested each province and territory to take concrete action to address re-vinning. Given the importance of addressing the issue of re-vinning, I am asking all provinces and territories to prioritize this issue in order to further deter and prevent auto theft in Canada. While the long-standing inter-provincial record exchange can assist in detecting the re-vinning of vehicles, all provinces and territories need to participate fully in this system to close the loophole that is being exploited by criminals to resell stolen vehicles within Canada. I appreciate your response to my predecessor, which committed to working together on this issue. I would like to discuss this important matter with you and hear what your province is doing in more detail. My team will reach out to yours to coordinate a date and time for our meeting. I look forward to discussing how we will work together to make meaningful progress on auto theft. Thank you in advance for your collaboration.